your rose. Well, good night. Miss Armfield, thank you for your cooperation.
I'll show you out.
She wouldn't, therefore they didn't. So then it wasn't, not unless it would she. She doesn't, God knows she needn't. Therefore it's not. He'd never, therefore they haven't. Which makes the question absolutely, could he? She daren't, therefore I mustn't. What utter rot. Fidelity is more than mere display. It's what a man expects from life. Fidelity like mine to Desiree and Charlotte, my devoted wife.
So, it's breakfast for one at the Malcolm Country House. The wife resignedly stares at her husband's empty coffee cup just as she was aware of a half-empty bed the night before. Then he arrives with stallion candor.
How was Miss Desiree Armfelt? In good health, I trust.
Charlotte, my dear, I have exactly 5 hours.
5 hours this time? Last time it was four. I'm gaining ground.
She had a visitor, a lawyer in a nightshirt.
Now that I find interesting. What did you do?
Threw him out.
In a nightshirt?
In my nightshirt.
Oh. What sort of lawyer? Corporation, maritime, criminal, testamentary?
Didn't your sister's little school friend, Anne Sorensen, marry a Frederick Egerman?
Yes, she did.
Frederick Egerman? The papers. He mentioned papers. Some legal papers, which I didn't see there. Where were they? The goddamn papers she had to sign. What nonsense. He brought her papers. They were important, so he had to be there. I'll kill him. Why should I bother? The woman's mine. Besides, no matter what one might infer, one must have faith to some degree. The least that I can do is trust in her, the way that Charlotte trusts in me. What are you planning to do today?
After the 5 hours.
Right now, I need a little sleep.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, my plans will have to be changed. What will I do? Oh, I know. Nothing.
Why don't you pay a visit to Martha's little school friend?
Uh-huh.
She probably has no idea what her husband would do.
And I could enlighten her. Oh, poor Carl Magnus. Are you that jealous?
A civilized man can tolerate his wife's infidelity. But when it comes to his mistress, a man becomes a tiger.
As opposed, of course, to a goat in rut. Oh, well, if I'm back in 2 hours, that still leaves us 3 hours, right?
Ah, you're a good wife, Charlotte. The best.
Oh, that's a comforting thought to take to town with me, dear. It may just keep me from cutting my throat on the tram.
I love women. Women. Undemanding and reliable. Knowing their place, insufferable, yes, but gentle. Their weaknesses are incidental, a functional but ornamental. Grace, durable, sensible women, women. Very nearly indispensable creatures of grace. God knows the foolishness about them, but if one had to do without them, the world would surely be a poorer, if purer place.
The hippa, about that hippa. How can you slip and trip into a hippa? The papers, where were the papers? Of course he might have taken back the papers. She wouldn't, therefore they didn't.
the woman's